Riviera Radio. Business.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Or should I say no, no, no?
You're enjoying that song, weren't you?
I was. You know, it reminded of you.
No, no, no.
Yeah. Well, you know, why? I've been trying to get you to seek help for your little problem for years.
Excuse me?
Your addiction.
What is my little problem?
Your addiction to spatchcock chicken.
Oh, okay. I've had a nice spatchcock chicken for a while, actually.
Well, you could have had it the other day when you were up there.
Yes, Gaucho Grill.
What did you have?
Enjoyed that lunch, didn't you? Loose long in the memory. I actually had a steak that was marinated in garlic, and it wasn't that
boring.
Spectacular. There's an amazing butcher by my house where they marinate fillet steak in a sort of peppery Alabama, I think they call it. It's amazing.
Nice.
The best steak in the world is from a butcher near my house.
You know, if you go to a restaurant and eat steak, you know, it's because you can't decide what to have off the menu. I love the steak.
It's a steak restaurant.
Did you have it well done?
A Gaucho Grill.
The spatchcock chicken.
I don't mean people were totally shocked that I had a steak.
Did you have it well done?
No, medium rare.
All right, markets. Quite a good day in Europe yesterday, but it's a bit mixed on Wall Street as they spluttered into life after the Memorial Day holiday.
Yeah, European equities rallied to an all-time high as cyclical sectors led gains on optimism that reopenings across the region this summer will boost activity. Stock 600 rose 0.8%, led by miners, car makers and energy stocks. Sentiment was buoyed by a report that EU plans to lift all quarantine requirements starting in July using a digital passport to indicate vaccination status. Rally in European equities has regained some momentum after a quiet month. Stock 600 up 13%. Year to date. On Wall Street, stocks were flat. Mixed manufacturing data showed strong orders growth, but manufacturers are struggling with supply shortages and labor constraints. So S&P 500 and the Nasdaq flat at the close. Looking at uninspiring, slightly mixed start on the European bourses. Currently calling FTSE up 3 points. DAX over in Frankfurt down 22 points. CAC 40 in Paris up 1 point.
Eurozone inflation data is ringing a few alarm bells. The price of garlic's going up.
Yeah, surging to its highest level in more than 2 years in May. Consumer prices rose an annual rate of 2%, up from 1.6% in April, topping the European Central Bank's target for the first time since 2018, rebounding, of course, after several months of negative inflation during the course of last year. 13% jump in energy prices was the biggest contributor. Price pressures also emerging from rebounding demand. Restrictions are slowly lifted, vaccination rates improve, travel conditions begin to normalise. Supply bottlenecks are encouraging producers to hike prices. The IHS Eurozone Purchasing Managers Index for Manufacturing published yesterday showed factories lifted their prices by the most in more than 18 years. Robust demand allows them to pass on higher costs to consumers. In terms of the outlook for inflation, I think looking beyond the seasonal, those technical factors, subdued Eurozone inflation is likely to continue as we look through 2022, with weakness in labour markets and household disposable income anchoring core inflation at depressed levels. We expect CPI to peak in the fourth quarter at 2.3%. Price pressures start to fade next year as low base effects start to wash out. In fact, we've got CPI averaging just 1.1% in 2022, well below the target level. Therefore, the accelerated inflation print actually has limited consequences, we think, for policy.
Is it the poor old consumer hasn't been through enough already?
It's been a rough ride, you're absolutely right. But the good news is the consumer's got lots of financial firepower. They've been squirreling away savings at record rates. In fact, Eurozone savings rate, I think, hit 25% during the course of last year at one stage. So they've got lots of money to spend as and when the shops open. And let's hope they do that to drive growth.
So they can spaff it all on PlayStations and holidays in Benidorm, you mean?
Whatever people want to spend their money on, it's not for me to make a judgment on where people decide they can deploy their funds in the best way to derive the most enjoyment for them.
And congratulations, by the way.
Thank you very much, John.
For joining the Property Multi-Millionaires Club. Come on.
UK house prices recorded double-digit growth for the first time since 2014 last month. Prices climbed 10.9% from a year earlier, this according to Nationwide data. The lender saying the increase has been driven by buyers shifting their preferences in the wake of the pandemic. So what have we been seeing? House price inflation has been outperforming apartments. You've seen London underperforming. On the month, prices rose 1.8%. That was double the pace economy economists expected. Price also being supported by the extension of the stamp duty holiday, although that starts to wind down, I think, from the end of this month. New mortgage guarantee scheme, historically low interest rates, higher savings levels have helped buyers with deposits, UK assets becoming perhaps more attractive again after some of those Brexit uncertainties start to dissipate. Longer term, UK housing market should be supported by the ongoing supply and demand imbalance, though could be vulnerable to higher unemployment, although if you look at expectations around peak unemployment, they've fallen quite substantially over the course of the past couple of months, and eventually, I guess, higher interest rates. But again, we don't expect a hike from the Bank of England over the course of the next couple of years.
No doubt you've been checking the pages of the Surrey Mirror to see how the price increases works out for you in Cobham there.
I haven't looked on an individual basis. I'm interested in what it means for our clients.
Yeah. Are you a bit of a curtain switcher? You know, do you peer through the curtains to see if the new neighbours are up to scratch? You know, whether they've cut their lawn properly, that kind of thing?
I do keep an eye on the general vicinity. That's absolutely correct.
Do you really? Are you in the neighbourhood watch scheme?
No. I don't believe we are, no.
Really? You wouldn't know if you were, would you? Right, foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against dollar coming in at 141.5. We've got the neighbours coming over, actually, on Friday.
Have you?
Euro dollar coming in at 122, first time in 6 years. We're going to get €1.15 for your British pound this morning.
First time in 6 years?
I think so, yes.
You're close then, are you?
Yeah, you know, there's a community spirit went sort of during the first lockdown, actually. So, you know, we're sort of building on that slowly but surely.
Well, just make sure you keep them in the living room, you know, because you don't want them sort of wandering over the house and inspecting it see if it measures up to scratch.
It's outdoor only. Outdoor only.
Foreign exchange.
It'll take a long time before. We've just done the foreign exchange.
Oh, have we? Sorry.
What's wrong with you? You're really losing it today. Come on.
So I got carried away with the Cobham property prices.
Yes.
There's no doubt you have as well.
Desperately tapping that into your computer to see what the figure was.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day, sir.
Speak to you tomorrow. Hang pots and Barclays.